Hello, I'm David.
Hi, I'm Gomati.
Very nice to be here with you guys right now. And first, we're going to talk about the personal study
Yes.
plan.
No.
No.
Before we
There's no title on
It's given.
Well, it's on the t-shirt. It's not on the.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. We can cut. So, once you confirm your place of study at the University of Vivaskila, the first thing that the university does is to assign you a student tutor. A student tutor is someone who contacts and advises you before you come to JYU. He or she is ready to answer all your questions about the university, about the city, and make sure that the transition from your home country to Vivaskila is very smooth. And the best part is that when I had my tutor, she received me from the travel center, and then she made sure that I got into my accommodation and then was safe, and then I had all my things there ready for me. And then once that is done, the tutor helps you to go around the city. She or he shows you the places around the city and the campus, the important places like healthcare, student healthcare, and the pharmacy, and in the campus about the library, the cafeteria, and basically everything. And finally, if the tutor is from your own study group or your own department, the tutor helps you with creating a study plan and also helps you with the orientation program. So once you're all settled in your student accommodation, the first thing that you have to do to start your studies is to create your personal study plan. So you will have a platform to create this personal study plan named Sisu. And you design your study plan for the next 2 years of your study in the beginning of the academic year. The one thing that really impressed me from my previous studies is that the freedom to choose your courses, even though there are a few compulsory courses and you have to choose your specialization, there are a lot of courses that you can choose from and you can design your study plan according to your own interests. And in the platform, you have to register for your courses, and there are deadlines to register for your courses. And after you're done creating your study plan, your schedule and time for the semester is there. And you know where to go and what time and when do you have the classes. And in the study plan, there is internship, which you can do in Finland and also in other countries. And it is optional, it's not compulsory in your study plan. Yes.
Cool. So last year I was a member of IDESCO, which is the International Degree Student Community of the university. And what it is it's a organization that, or a student association that represents all of the international degree, master's degree students. And so while you have great opportunities to meet people within the education cohort, this provides a great opportunity to meet with other people from different international degree programs. We do a lot of cool things. You can go on. For example, what is said here is the magical forest trip, where we go and lead people into Finnish nature. We also have monthly hangouts and whatnot, but it's a great way that to stay social and to keep meeting people and also other Finnish students as well. And you can check the Facebook link down at the bottom as well. And one of my personal favorite parts of the University of Jyväskylä is the sport program. And every week there are classes, and if classes range, they have all different sorts of cool sports and fitness classes that you can take. I never thought I would do yoga, but I've now do it 3 times a week, and I absolutely love it. And it's only 60 euros for the whole academic calendar. So, it's a fantastic deal and a great way to stay active throughout the entire year. And there's a lot of qualified instructors, and again, a great place to meet people and try certain sports or activities that you are interested in. So it's Fantastic.
Okay, one of the other programs which is very interesting offered by the University of Vivaskala is the Friendship Family Program. So this program connects the international students and the exchange students to the local Finnish families in Jyväskylä. And I applied for this program in the fall of 2018, and then I got to know the family of Marco. And it has been a really amazing experience because the experiences that I had with the family pushed me out of my comfort zone. I've tried like crazy things like ice fishing and like horse riding and snow sledging and swimming in the ice cold lake. And all these experiences I have never imagined in my life that I would do. And apart from these experiences, I also feel that the family has given me a lot of support and care throughout my study year here in Finland. And the picture that you're looking at is when my mom and aunt visited. We got together as a whole family, and then it was really amazing to see people get together and share experiences.
Cool. And there are a lot of really cool things that you can do outside of the university as well. A big part of the Finnish culture is going to the sauna. So it's quite something to go to a place where people are very friendly and you get to learn all sorts of things. Like, I have learned the most about Finnish history, culture, and the language from going to sauna. So it's quite a fun thing to do in Finland. And also, Jyväskylä has n numerous outdoor activities. If you are someone who likes nature and the outdoors, Jyväskylä is perfect. You can go, there are great bike trails all around, and you can go hiking, chasing northern lights. And I personally got interested in hunting for mushrooms, which there are quite plenty of here. And I'd say most of the student apartments are in quite close proximity to nature, so you are never very far away from fun outdoor activities. And another great thing to do is join the student events. So I had previously mentioned IDESCO, which is the student association for international degree students. But there are also individual student associations for Finnish students as well. And it's fun to kind of integrate to the Finnish student community as well. And these events kind of include pub quizzes, sauna nights, and there's these things called halarit, which are student overalls, which are quite popular and kind of bring the festive mood to the city. And then also, Jyväskylä has different local holidays and festivities. For example, there's a restaurant day where you don't need a food license to go and sell stuff on the street. And it's fun to kind of go and sample everyone's kind of home cooking. And there's also a Christmas market and the Researchers' Night or the City of Lights, where the entire city is lit up with all these cool lights and kind of artistic projects. And so there are quite a lot of fun events going on in the city that are not related to the university as well.
Welcome to study with us.
You are very welcome to come and study with us. We hope you enjoyed our input.
How do I stop this?